All numbers have significance. You might say that all numbers have a story. For example, whenever the Haudenosaunee people count from 1 to 10, we are reciting our creation story in a very short form. When we say our word for 1, that refers to the sky woman that came first. And then our word for 2 refers to the sky woman's daughter who had twin babies. So the word 2 comes from the word for twin. When we say 3 in Mohawk, it refers to when they put the sky woman in the middle of the great turtle's back. So our word for 3 comes from being in the middle. In our language, 4 refers back to when life was given, when the 4 races of people began breathing, blinking their eyes, and moving. It means it's now proper, it's correct. So when you say 4, it refers to the creation of life on the back of the turtle. And so it is with all the numbers up to 10, which remind us and teach us of the brother who became the night, of the sky woman's passage to earth, of the sacredness of the body, of balance, and where we came from, right back to that sky world. And when you get to the number 10, it refers to making a full circle. So whenever we Mohawks count from 1 to 10, we are automatically reciting our creation story. No matter what we count, could be beans, money, anything. That's inherent in our language. And the Creator probably did it like that because He knew what was going to happen to us, that we were going to get lost and be colonized. So He hid our identity in different places. That's why we couldn't be colonized completely or effectively. See, there's not supposed to be any more Mohawks today, or Lakotas, or Ojibwes. We're supposed to have all forgotten who we were, but we refuse to die, to lose who we are. And it's thanks to these kinds of things that the Creator placed in our cultures that help us not to get lost. When they attacked us, it was not obvious about the numbers. And yet, there lies our creation stories, just in those numbers. It's in the language.